His disciples asked Jesus, "Who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" And Jesus answered, "Neither. It wasn't because of his sin, and it wasn't because of his parents' sin. But it actually was because of sin that this man was blind. Because there was no blindness in God's original plan for humanity before the fall. There was no cancer. There were no strokes. There was no aging, no gray hair. There was no death. In God's original plan, none of these things were part of it. It wasn't until after the first sin of Adam and Eve that these things all came into the world. And so all these things are effects of sin. And Jesus came to conquer sin and also to reverse the effects of sin. And so healing the blind man is a sign of this, that he's undoing the effects of sin. But the worst effect of sin wasn't something physical, like blindness. The worst effect of sin was the rupture in the relationship between us and our Heavenly Father. The ultimate purpose for which each and every one of us exists is to be in a relationship with God. On the deepest level, we were designed for Him, and only He can satisfy us. The reason why we have an intellect is so that we can know God. The reason why we have ears is so that we can hear His words. The reason why we have eyes is so that we can see Him. And the reason why we have a heart is so that we can choose to love Him. And the unhappiness and the alienation and the brokenness that's all around us in this world is ultimately because of that rupture between us and our Heavenly Father. It would be very easy for Jesus to instantly heal all of the physical effects of sin. He could do it in an instant. But it's much more difficult to heal the rupture between us and God, because that requires our cooperation. It requires our free will. And one of the things that's necessary for that to happen is faith. Because that relationship between us and our Heavenly Father can't be healed as long as we refuse to acknowledge that God even exists. And many people don't see that. They either don't know it or they refuse to believe it. And so this sign that Jesus works in healing the man's blindness is not just about healing his physical blindness, but about helping him to see the spiritual reality of who Jesus Christ is. And it wasn't just for the blind man's sake that he worked this miracle. It was also for the sake of each and every one of us. And so as we look at the gospel, there is a progression with the blind man. You know, initially, after he's healed, he states the obvious. He says, "I was blind, and now I see." So he recognizes that an amazing thing has happened. But as he's questioned, he begins to think through it, and he recognizes that only a holy man could do such works. And so he says, "Jesus is a prophet." And then later, as the Pharisees continue to interrogate him, he says, "It's unheard of that anyone would open the eyes of a man born blind." And so he recognizes that Jesus must be from God. And so he comes to this level of faith that Jesus is a prophet and he is sent from God. And then finally, when Jesus confronts him and says, "Do you believe in the Son of Man, the Messiah? And I am He," the man makes the act of faith. And he says, "Yes, Lord, I believe," and he worships him. The Pharisees refused to face that truth. Even though they could see the miracle right in front of them, they recognized that this man had been healed, yet they refused to accept that because they didn't want to accept the consequences of that decision. And they didn't have any answers. They couldn't explain it. So their answer was simply to excommunicate him, to throw him out of the synagogue. He said, "Get out of here. We don't want to deal with this," because they refused to face the truth. You know, how many people today deny faith, or they reject religion altogether simply because they refuse to face the truth? They don't want to change their life, or they don't want to accept the consequences of making an act of faith in Jesus Christ. And so they just reject it. And often they'll make excuses. And sometimes they'll say, well, you know, Christians are just hypocrites, so I'm not going to become one of them. Or they just want your money, so I'm not going to go to church. Or, you know, I can worship God in nature, so there's no reason for me to go to church. But none of those things answer the fundamental question. None of them explain the reality. Who is it that opened the eyes of this man born blind? Who is Jesus Christ? That's the fundamental question. And that's the question that comes to each one of us to answer. How could someone who's a sinner reverse the effects of sin? And so if Jesus Christ is without sin, and if he came to reconcile us to God, to our Father, then what he says must be true. Because someone who is without sin is going to speak the truth. And so if he healed this blind man and he conquers sin, he is without sin, then what he says must be true. And he claims to be God. And so that must be true. And so our response, we can reject him like the Pharisees and just say, well, I'm going to make excuses or I don't want to face this reality. Or we can acknowledge the truth that he is who he says he is, that he is the one who reconciles us to our Heavenly Father. And it's only in Jesus Christ that the very purpose of our existence is restored. And it's only in him that we find our true identity, which is our relationship with our Heavenly Father. And so as we come to Mass today, you know, coming to Mass is an act of faith. It's an act that we believe in the presence of Jesus Christ, and that we believe that this sacrifice offered on the altar is what reconciles us to our Heavenly Father. And so it's here most fully that we recognize who we truly are and what the purpose is of our existence. There is nowhere else that we can go to find it, but it's only here that we find and realize our true identity, who we were created to be. And so we pray as we continue this Mass that just as Jesus opened the eyes of the blind man, and more importantly, opened his mind to see the truth, that each one of us can come to see that truth and to have life through Jesus Christ.